profits to humanity.
A fly would not sit on the luminous body and blessed clothes of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A mosquito would not suck his blessed blood, and nor would lice harm him. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, listening the exclusive merits of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allama Imam Abu Rabi Ibn Sabah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi adds that flies would not sit on the Prophet's blessed body or pure clothes. The narrator of this is unknown, but despite this, the scholars have been mentioning it in their books without denial of it. He further writes, Imam Abu Rabi Ibn Sabah adds that lice would not harm him. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti has narrated the same on the authority of Ibn Sabah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in his Al-Khasais al-Kubra and affirmed it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Almighty has even kept you safe from flies sitting on your blessed body because they are dirty from having sat on filth. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi relates, Allama Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Khafaiji Hanafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, one sign from the signs of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that a fly would not sit on his blessed body and clothes. This exclusivity is from the merits that Allah Almighty guaranteed to His beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Almighty has created His beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam free from all impurities, whereas a fly as well as being loathsome in itself also comes flying from filth. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.